It reminds me of, because my office was during that time on the west side, second floor of the courthouse, and the walk was right by the courthouse. These boys come from the air base, come right by the courthouse. And a lot of them came from big cities and so on, you know. And there was three of them going toward the air base, and two of them going to town, meeting right there below my window. And one said, "Hey, where are you going?" "To town." He says, "Be careful, take three steps forward and two back."
One thing I was curious to find out, one old fine Southern tradition they have in Alabama is bootlegging.
Bootlegging.
You always hear about people having these stills up in the hills making their own whiskey. Do they have anything like that going on in Texas, or did they at one time?
At one time, during Prohibition time, there were, yeah, quite a bit.
But not much anymore?
I don't think, I doubt whether, or there might be some make a little bit for own use, some mostly beer, I guess, brew some beer, maybe. Nah, not many, I don't think that. But I know a few of them doing Prohibition time, they make good little money, got to be wealthy. One of them delivered it right to St. Anthony Hotel in San Antonio, in 50-gallon drums. He had a little molasses smeared on top, you know, and he used to keep that in big old drums. Hauled it up there right in broad daylight, nobody suspected it being like liquor. He was a character. He died a pauper, though.
Really? Have you ever heard that illicit alcohol called by any particular name besides just whiskey?
If I did, I don't recall.
Moonshine?
Oh yeah, moonshine, yeah. Now. Yeah, that goes back to old preachers. We had an old German preacher, well educated man. And they had a revival meeting. They had all week. And he was announcing, I believe it was Tuesday night, a meeting for the next night, Wednesday night. Says, "Yeah, won't all your people come back and bring somebody with you, bring your friend with you. Since we, you know, we have moonshine all night." Of course, some were calling horse and buggy, you know, and he meant the actual moonshine, you know, it wouldn't be bad. But it was during the moonshine days, and, you know, some of them really had a big kick out of that.
Have you ever heard it called white lightning?
No, it seemed like I've heard that term, but I don't remember.
You got a big crowd, huh? Well, speaking about hills, this isn't very hilly country around here, is it?
Well, I believe they call it rolling. Now, the hills start up here about 10, 15 miles. You have some hills, and then later on they get a little taller, higher.
Do you have any real mountains in Texas?
Not, I wouldn't call it a mountain, no. Oh, well, we have in the way in West Texas there, north of El Paso, the Guadalupe Mountains and those, but Guadalupe Pass. Those are, I've never made that drive, that Guadalupe Pass. They say it's a beautiful drive. And the wind can be, even this season already, they had wind blowing up to 60 miles an hour. It's a suction through there, you know, if you get any amount of wind. But see, it's especially a drive, a scenic drive. It's beautiful. And one of these days around that area, I'm going to take time out and drive it.